Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Manila, and I wanted to provide you a video on the topic of Genesis chapter 49, verse 17. I want to explain this first. It says in Genesis 49, verse 17, Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. So the Bible says that Dan is going to bite the horse heels, and the rider is going to fall backwards. So what Dan does is Dan does not attack the rider, Dan attacks the horse. But by attacking the horse, what's going to happen is the rider is going to tumble down as well. And so what the Bible is showing us is that Dan is going to destroy the rider, but the way Dan's going to destroy the rider is not by attacking the rider, but by attacking the horse heels. And you say, okay, what exactly does that mean? Well, recently I used this verse in a sermon. This was a verse that just kind of opened up to me, where I realized that, you know, you don't necessarily have to fight all battles head on. Sometimes there's a better, smarter, and wiser way to destroy the rider than just to simply attack the rider. Now, as the serpent could attack the rider and destroy the rider, but sometimes when you go right after the rider and make it very clear what you're doing, you can actually cause more damage in the long run. Sometimes it's smarter to go about situations by not attacking it head on, but instead attack the horse heels with the goal that the rider is going to tumble as well. Look, oftentimes when we want to get our way about something, we're upset about something, maybe you're upset about your spouse or something like that, you could just like yell at them and say, you must do this, you're going to listen to my commands, you're going to listen to my orders. But you know, if you just go head on like that, maybe they will listen to you, but you know what, you're probably going to have some repercussions. Oftentimes, there's just a much smarter way to go about it. And so what the Bible shows us is that we need to have wisdom with how we handle certain battles. Some battles you don't want to fight head on. It's not weak to choose a different way to attack. Sometimes there's just a much smarter way to attack. And so I think this is a verse that we can use throughout our lives, because honestly, you know, in life, we're going to have a lot of battles. And sometimes what we need to do is just kind of think outside the box and say, you know what? I want to destroy the rider. I want this to change, but if I just go straight after the rider, it's going to end up causing me a lot of problems. And we should kind of think about stuff and be wise and think about, well, what's the best way? Is there another way to get the rider to tumble down? And choose to attack in a way that's not quite as direct, that's not quite as fierce or as intense, not quite, you know, in a way that's not going to end up getting you repercussions coming back at you. But instead, just kind of do it subtly. Just go after the horse heels, and you know what? The rider is going to tumble as well. It's going to accomplish the exact same thing. Thank you, and God bless.